welcome to Training in Japan, the podcast that covers all things trains and travel in the land of the rising sun. I'm your host, Karun, and as usual, I'm glad to have you joining me. Since we are in March, I thought it would be fitting to have a sakura or cherry blossom themed episode where I'll actually go over the Japanese ohanami tradition while also recommending you some cherry blossom viewing locations. But before we begin, there is some big train news here in Japan, and that is that the Hokuriku Shinkansen, which connects Tokyo to Kanazawa, has officially been extended and began operations on March 16th of 2024. Now, the Shinkansen will continue operations onto Tsuruga in Fukui Prefecture via Fukui City. Funnily enough, Fukui City has one of the best dinosaur museums in Japan and the largest excavation site in the country. It is worth noting that the JR Rail Pass still covers this new Shinkansen extension, but please be aware that in conjunction with the new extended service, the JR Hokuriku main line between Tsuruga and Kanazawa will no longer be operated by JR West. Instead, it will be transferred to private companies, the IR Ishikawa Railway, and a new company, Happy Rail Fukui, which means that the JR Rail Passes will no longer be valid on these segments. But with that exciting news out of the way, let's begin the episode. Firstly, what is Ohanami? Well, the word translates to cherry blossom viewing, and that is exactly what this cultural tradition is. For years, families and friends will gather to look at cherry blossom trees bloom as the parks and gardens are carpeted in pink leaves. Many may also decide to have a picnic in these locations with plenty of alcohol being tossed around. There are also many festivals celebrating the event occurring at major parks, so it is a great place to try some local food. I personally recommend yakitori, which is grilled chicken skewers, karage, which is Japanese fried chicken, and taiyaki, which is a Japanese sweet that has many fillings, including chocolate, red bean paste, and custard. I'm not a big fan of takoyaki or okonomiyaki, but they are also popular dishes at festivals, but don't let my personal recommendation stop you from trying them out. Now that you know a little bit more about the Ohanami tradition, here are some places that I've been to see the cherry blossoms in and around Tokyo that you should try visit when you're here. First up is Shinjuku Gyoen, which has over 1,000 cherry trees and many varieties of them. Furthermore, the park is big and spacious, so it's great to have picnics while enjoying the view, though it should be noted that alcohol is not allowed. To get there, just take a 10-minute walk from either Shinjuku Station's new south exit on the JR lines, or a 5-minute walk from Shinjuku Gyoen Mae or Shinjuku Sanchome stations on the various subway lines throughout Tokyo. Next up is Ueno Park, which is much smaller than Shinjuku Gyoen, making it more crowded, but it is more livelier as a result, and is one of the more popular spots for picnics and viewing parties. There are countless trees all over the park, and you'll also have numerous museums like the National Museum right next door if you want to escape the crowd. To get there, just take the train to Ueno Station. If you took the JR, you can simply take the park exit and you're right there at the park. If you took the Hibiya or Ginza subway lines, you only have to take a 5-minute walk from their exit at Ueno Station. Another popular area is the Meguro River, which is located on the western side of Tokyo and is an extremely popular spot for cherry blossoms. In fact, most of the Tokyo promotional material actually uses photos of the Meguro River during its Ohanami season. Stretching for about 5 kilometers, you can find both sides of the river lined with cherry trees, and it takes about 1 hour to do the entire walk, but it may get crowded at areas such as Nakameguro. To get there, just take the Tokyu Toyoko line or Hibiya line to Nakameguro Station, or you can actually begin your walk at Meguro Station, where the JR Yamanote and Namboku and Mita subway lines stop at. The last on this list is probably the least extravagant, but is still fun to explore, and it's actually called Sakura City, which is located in Chiba Prefecture. As it is away from Tokyo, the crowds at the Sakura Castle Ruins Park for Ohanami are much, much smaller, giving you more time to enjoy the cherry blossoms. While you're there, you can also go to the Tea Ceremony House nearby or even the National Museum of Japanese History as well if you're interested in that. To get to Sakura City, either catch the Keisei line to Keisei Sakura Station or the JR Sobu Narita line to JR Sakura Station. Please note that these train stations are actually up on opposite sides of the city, and it takes about a 20-minute walk to the park from either station. But if you aren't in Tokyo, don't worry. Here are some places that have been recommended to me around the country that I want to recommend to you as well. Of course, you have Kanazawa's Kenrokuen in Ishikawa Prefecture, Matsumoto Castle in Nagano, Osaka Castle as well, the park surrounding the castle, Himeji Castle in Hyogo is one of the top destinations, as well as Nara Park, and finally, Kakunodate in Akita Prefecture. And with that, another relatively short episode of Training in Japan has come to an end, and I hope you enjoyed listening. If you want updates on episodes, travel tips, or even train news, please follow the show on Twitter or X at Training in Japan, on Facebook, of course, is Training in Japan as well, and we're on Instagram now as well at Training in Japan, so feel free to follow us. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the line.